Turn in your Bibles again to Exodus chapter 30. We're going to be looking at the labor today, and hopefully we'll have some pictures to show you. If not, we'll go without it. Chapter 30 of Exodus, starting with verse 17. And if somebody would read Exodus chapter 30, verse 17, down to verse 21, and then we'll read a few other portions as well. But we'll start with that one. Exodus 30, verse 17 to 21.
Thank you. All right, Exodus chapter 30, verse 17 to 21. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash withal. And thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, that they die not. Or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offering made by fire unto the Lord. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not, and it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generations.
Thank you. Somebody else would read Exodus 38 and verse 8. Exodus 38 and verse 8.
Exodus chapter 38, verse 8. He made the basin of bronze and its stands of bronze from the mirrors of the ministering women who ministered in the entrance of the tent of meeting.
Okay, pretty good. Thank you. And Exodus 40, verse 7, and then verse 30 to 32. Exodus 40, verse 7, 30 to 32.
Okay. Verse 7, And thou shalt set the laver between the tent of the congregation and the altar, and shalt put water therein. And 30, you said?
Yeah. Down to 32, please. Yeah.
And he set the laver between the tent and the congregation and the altar, and put water there to wash withal. And Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet thereat. When they went into the tent of the congregation and when they came near unto the altar, they washed as the Lord commanded Moses.
Very good. Thank you. Looking at, obviously, the labor, and this is quite an interesting picture. It's been fascinating for me as you read the different books and you read the different pamphlets and things and see the different diagrams of all these pieces of furniture. What comes to some people's minds, and this is one of them, that I think it's interesting. I'm not quite sure it's exactly like that in that picture, but it works. This is where it was located. The word laver, as we know, means basin. And so it was a large basin or laver or bowl full of water that stood right between the brazen altar and going into the first veil going into the holy place. And so the priest, I'm not exactly sure why in this diagram they put it off to the side like that. I haven't read anything. If you have an idea, I'd love to hear it. I don't know if that's just some artist's idea. But there it is. And it sat right there, and you'll see it there in the picture. And the priest would go, and we know that first off, it was a bronze laver, and its bronze stand and its bronze stands were made from the mirrors of the women. We read that in Exodus 38. who served at the entrance of the tent of meetings. Okay, so there's that verse that we read. And the exact size of the bronze laver is not described in Scripture, but the bronze laver was located between the bronze altar and the tabernacle. And then we mentioned that the bronze laver was used for the ceremonial washing, and then for the priests, their entire body, when they were ordained, when they were first brought in, and we're going to look at the significance of that, when they were first beginning their ministry as a priest. So Aaron would wash them, and then later others, but Aaron would wash them and to bring them in, to sanctify them, to set them apart for that particular service. Then, following that ordination, the priests had to wash their hands and feet every time they entered in the tabernacle or approached the bronze altar to minister. Or, as it said in the portions that we read, they would die. So God took this very serious. He took the fact that they couldn't be defiled, they couldn't be unclean, and God takes that very serious. So we'll talk about the meaning of that. So we'll put this picture back up, and if I can find it, there it is. We'll put that picture up for now. And just a couple other things. It's interesting that the stand, the laver itself and the stand it stood on, is mentioned separate. And it would seem to indicate that they were two individual pieces. That's debated, but it seems to indicate that they were two separate pieces, because every time they're mentioned separate. They're both mentioned, not just one of them, and or not just as one piece. They're mentioned as two distinct pieces. So just to throw that out at us. So where we want to start with this then is, I want to ask the question, what do we think at the beginning of the ordination of the priest, when the priest was first beginning his ministry, what would that speak to us of? And maybe we could get some scripture and discuss that a little bit. Any thoughts? Jim, you look like you're just bubbling over with information to share. Craig?
Let's see if I can work this thing. All right. Yeah, the first verse that that came to mind was in Ephesians chapter 5,
mm-hmm.
Where the Apostle Paul is writing practically about marriage, but then its greater significance in terms of Christ and the church. So Ephesians chapter 5, I'll start at verse 25. Actually, I'll just start at verse 22 for the whole portion. So it says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this way, in this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies." And so there's this idea of what Christ does to us at our salvation is that he washes us free of any of the defilement that we previously had as it relates to our sin. He sees us as clean.
Okay.